gonna make up whatever dinner.
Okay, so this is D&D Encounters, The Lost Crown of Neverwinter, and this is Session 11, which is the beginning of Chapter 4. This is the beginning of the final chapter. Your characters are all beginning today right now with after having received an extended rest, so you should have all your hit points, all your surges. Everyone is reverted to one action point, even if you happen to have more at the end of the last battle.
Yeah.
Any daily powers you've got have been replenished. Any magic items that have daily powers have been replenished. So you're starting fresh. I believe, Jacob, you said you were level 3.
Yep.
Everybody else is level 2. Your character's level 2? 2. Okay, so that's good. Now remember, after every encounter, we'll award XP, and if you have hit the magic number and your character has enough to level, you will level between encounters, which for normal D&D play is not the way it works, but for encounters, it makes it a little bit more inclusive, because you know, in a lot of these games, there's only one or two extended rests. So. Okay, so can you guys just quickly go around the table and tell me what kind of character you're playing, your race and your class? So we'll just go this week. So
Tiefling Cunning Bard.
Tiefling Bard.
Goliath Battle Rager.
Okay.
Warforged Protector Druid.
That's a Player's Handbook 2 druid, or the Essentials one?
Player's Handbook 2.
Okay.
Human Enchanter.
Human Enchanter. Okay, so we got Controller, Defender, but really a Striker, and a Leader.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, as we discussed already, you guys, at the end of the last chapter, the Sons of Alangondar found you in the sewers. They brought you to their hideout. They asked you for their help. You agreed to help them. They gave you a couple of healing potions as a short-term thank you. And basically they said, rest up, because first thing in the morning, we're all going to go out and try and find the Lost Heir and try and talk him out of this horrible plan that he's put together to attack the innocent people. So that's where we begin. So the chapter begins the morning after the heroes have escaped the sewers. The characters have had an extended rest and are now ready to meet with the Lost Heir on behalf of the rebels. Okay. So does anyone have anything else they want to do before we just get right into the swing of things?
Nope.
Okay, so when you guys wake up, Arlon, who, if you recall, is the leader of the Sons of Alangondar, meets with you and answers any more questions you might have. He then asks you to submit being blindfolded, because basically he doesn't want you guys to find the hideout. Not that he doesn't necessarily trust you guys, but for all he knows, you might get captured, and then, you know, this may be a piece of information that you get coerced into providing. You know, better safe than sorry kind of thing.
Sorry, which hideout?
The one where you are now. Like, he's going to blindfold you, and then they'll lead you out of the sewers, and then they'll take blindfolds off when you get back to the streets.
We found
our way here already.
Well, but you came through that sewer. Remember when the rat pulled the lever and you guys went whooshing down? Like, it's unlikely you would want to take that route again.
Oh,
it was
fun.
would I be able to check while we're blindfolded to see if I can surprise the way there?
You could certainly try, but they are going to intentionally lead you and mislead you and backtrack areas and around areas with bizarre sounds, because
yes,
they know that. But,
okay.
What skill check would that be? Street
perception.
Oh, not streetwise.
No, it would be what you can remember about the sights, the sounds, the smells, and you know, I stumbled over these loose gravel kind of things. So. Let me just see. Arlon himself will not be accompanying you right now, but he'll meet up with you again later. So he's got these guys that are going to lead you back to the surface.
Try and mark something. Try and mark something discreetly, but so we know what it is.
If I tried that, honestly, I'd probably make so much noise, because I'm made of metal. Anything I try to mark.
Oh, come on.
Would just
let's just go with
okay,
me.
So
let's just
go. Let's just go.
Come on.
Let's go.
So. They lead you up, so and that's where so you guys arrive at the I think you probably come out here from the sewer if I remember correctly, and they lead you up, and basically once you're up there there's more sewers
there's
over
open
there.
Sewers there.
I'm trying to think, the starting area is sort of this. Yes, yeah, so probably you come up here, and then everyone's sort of here when stuff happens. Okay, so fog rolls through the morning streets of Black Lake, carrying a palpable sense of dread. You come to the meeting spot as Arlon instructed, yet there's no sign of the heir. The rebel guards seem on edge, and they give you a start as an armored figure emerges from the rooftop. His form is illuminated by a glowing mithril crown, the Lost Crown of Neverwinter. Fools and traitors, all of you, he says, voice crackling with madness. I thought you might aid in my glorious ascension, but now I see you're all nothing more than hounds of the usurper. You will suffer for your treachery. If you recall, hounds of the usurper was a term that the were-rats were using when they were talking about you. So clearly they heard it from him and thought, I'm going to use that. The heir tears off his gauntlet and vambraces, revealing a spell scar blue, burning blue. He raises his arms towards a pair of rebels and incinerates them in blue fire. Come, my pets, destroy them, he calls, as plague changed humanoids burst from the buildings all around you. Then he turns and leaps off the building, out of sight. So, you guys place yourself in this area here.
Where are the enemies?
They're going to burst out of these buildings, so you don't know exactly where they are, but...
I'm spell scarred. Would it affect me in any way? Or
yeah, so am I for that.
Let me just see.
I'm spell scarred too.
Does anybody have a passive perception of 20 or more?
He does.
No.
So your character has a spell scar, so when he takes off the gauntlets and you see the scar, you also notice something else. You notice that the heir's arm look unusually slender for someone who is wearing the big armor and wielding the big sword and like, you know, it's like pulling off the gauntlet and he's got like little kid hands, like sort of withered, almost withered hands. It's just, they look
withered.
Yeah, they it's subtle, but you notice it, and like, for all you know, it could be that the spell plague has you know, changed the shape of his hands. Like it was subtle, but it was still unusual enough that you managed to make note of it, and that detail will help a little bit later. No, well, and you could tell them at the end of the combat, because like things are going to happen, so we'll assume that he does, and afterwards you guys would have that information as well.
Oh my god, I'm being attacked. Oh, by the way.
Well, it's good to start. Good to set the moment to tell us that. I'm very glad you did.
Okay. So, let me see. So there's four of you, so I'm going to scale this down a little bit. But you got controllers, so we should be still doing okay.
There should be tons of minions.
Oh, they're supposed to be...
Well, it's not like we get more experience from them, so...
Actually, they're not minions. They're
like the
minions.
Red Wizard. Really?
Oh.
No.
It's the next encounter where they're minions. Okay, so we got a dude there.
We got a work cut out for us down
there. And a dude there. We got a dude... Okay. So let's come, my pets, destroy them, he calls, as the plague change humanoid bursts from the buildings all around him. Then he turns and leaps off the building out of sight. Let's say he was over here, he buggers off. These guys burst out.
I wouldn't know, I've never seen it.
So this is kind of silly. Let's put this guy over here.
Let's get before we joke around. They all point incriminatingly.
Yep. Okay, let me just read the descriptions here. The fountain is difficult terrain. The wells are 20 feet deep and dry. Yes, we'll see if he came out from here. Climbing the well requires an athletics check, so treat them like pits for all intents and purposes. Abandoned buildings are boarded up and condemned. Every square inside is considered difficult terrain.
You shall suffer for your treachery.
Trees? Really? There's trees on this map? So it says trees. The gnarled roots of the trees in the area are considered difficult terrain.
One. Okay. Oh, I guess gnarled
like
roots.
Maybe here.
Ah. So. That. Oh, that and maybe
here.
Those.
Are you over
like
here,
these?
Maybe?
Yeah. What are these? See?
Cracks.
Yeah,
oh, cracks.
That.
I was about to say.
So, no, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, the little cracks like that I wouldn't worry about.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say.
So the one way back here.
I've noticed your table's getting pissed.
Is that a tree root or is it a crack as well?
Okay, so the guys with the torches, these are all the same kind of creatures. And this guy is different. These...
Throw the fighter at him.
These guys... are grunts, and this guy is a wretch. Let's see.
A what?
Plague change wretch. He looks like a skeletal human crackling with blue fire. Gaunt creatures with weep in agony and lash out mindlessly. Actually, these are the same ones you fought the encounter right before the white dragon.
Ah.
Like
those
ones that blew up, right?
Anything you should know about them?
Yes.
They blow up.
They are the ones that blow up. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
so
they blow,
when they become
they
bloody,
blow up, when they blow up,
when they become bloody, close burst 2, all creatures in the burst, friends and enemies, it's 2d8 plus 2. They blow up, and if you get if it hits, it does the damage, and if it misses, it does half damage. So you don't want to be near them when they get bloodied. You want to try and bloody them from range, or you want to try and bloody them one at a time, so you don't get demolished.
They destroyed my Dragonborn Warlord that way.
These are casual.
If that's a triggered ability when they get bloodied? Or
that
no,
is, that's just this
it's guy. Automatic. Oh, just him.
It's
just
not automatic. It's on their
when
turn.
They become bloodied, it's an immediate reaction.
Immediate
so
reaction
if they're dazed, you can't take immediate reactions when you're dazed.
Okay.
So, and you can't take immediate actions on your own turn. So if on his turn, for example, he provokes an opportunity attack and you hit him and he gets bloodied, he can't take immediate reaction because it's his turn.
Okay.
But again, he's mindless, but he'd be smart enough to realize, you know, how that works.
blew up.
24, you said.
Yeah. And these guys, if they go down on anything less than a critical hit, there's a good chance they're going to come back up as minions after. Because you fought them before as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's get this show on the road here.
Okay. It's burst two, right?
I'm just going to push this bit.
Burst yeah. two, yeah. Translation, okay, so, you know, kill him as soon as possible.
Well, yes. If I kill him, he's only going to hit me if he is where he is right now.
Mm. So, and yeah,
that's my plan.
Okay, yeah. So I got Eric. Hang on. So who do we end up with here? Eric, Jacob, Chris, Charles. No, Dimitri. Okay, Eric, Jacob, Chris. Which one's the maniacs? The maniacs. Oh, I got the wrong sheet. That's why I thought they were minions, because that was the sheet I was scoring them on. Okay, let me write this down again here. Eric, so Eric, you're going to be up first. What do you want to do?
On which one?
You want to do anything? You want to delay? You want to just give me temporary hit points for cheating?
Well, they
great.
I'm trying to keep pushing him away.
Are the torch guys?
I can't give temps.
Does anybody have a push or slide?
I do. I do. Okay. It is something that allows me to grab him and pull him to in one shot.
We don't want him. We don't want him closer.
I know. I'm not saying do that to him. I'm saying do it to him. Well, that type. You know,
okay.
Drag it past you.
Eric, you going or you're delaying?
Everybody else.
Sorry, delaying means what?
You let somebody else go before you.
But if the monster's next, then the monster will go.
Okay. In which case, I'm going to use.
I've already told you that Jacob's next.
I'm going to use Vicious Mockery on the blue cloak.
Okay. Attack switch defense.
That is versus Will.
It's Will's 12, so that's
yeah, so that's 6 plus 8, yeah, 14.
Yeah. They're Will, both monsters, Will's are 12, so.
And that does 1d6.
6 plus Chris.
Correct.
Is that Diet Cherry?
8.
It's Cherry Coke 0.
Oh, wow. So that does 8 psychic damage, and he's going to take a minus 2. To attack rolls until the end of my next turn.
8 damage.
Insult them.
They don't have any resists, they don't have any vulnerabilities.
Oh, brilliant.
Just to make life a little bit easier and keep things moving a little bit quicker.
Alright. Anything
and
else?
I'll end. That was my stand.
Okay, Jake.
Yeah, I'll end.
Can I lie?
Giant treasure chest. It's really a Goliath. Runs over.
What did I say about pseudo DMing, you cheating lying bastard?
My damage reduction.
That's it for everybody.
Strength form.
From now on,
mark them. Do you have a mark as a. Yeah.
It's probably when I'm going to attack him. I'm going to attack him.
I just want to know if I need to put an alt token on.
We'll see if he's still alive by that time.
He's got it. He's got fire. How much higher? A lot higher.
He's lying.
No, I'm not.
Do you like that?
Yeah,
no,
I have a friend who really likes
that. Yeah,
it's really good.
No, I do. I brought mine now.
Yeah, why don't you guys just switch then?
Trevor
already knows.
So that's
going to
be.
You want to?
Yeah, sure. 15 damage.
That will be enough to bloody.
All right.
He's bloodied. Oh, God.
So he gets immediate reaction?
So well, you. So the damage. Any your attack needs to be completed.
Okay.
Then his reaction. Like you don't get to move, but if your attack does damage plus other stuff, the other stuff would also happen. So
yeah, no, just damage.
Okay. So I've scored the damage. That bloodies him. So his immediate reaction will go off before you can complete the rest of your turn.
Yeah.
So he's gonna explode.
Doesn't really matter.
Unfortunately, you, or fortunately, I guess, you're going to be the only one who's who's potentially going to take this. Where did I put that
d20? Yeah, but then it's not one for the rest of us.
Okay. Oh, they only have 1 week.
Okay, so this is versus reflex.
It's got minus 2 to attack, but whatever. But I don't think it's going to matter.
22 versus reflex.
Yeah.
And then minus 2 would be 20.
Yeah.
That hits. Okay, well, if anyone had to take it, you're the one. 9 points, fire and force.
It is a good card,
okay.
But I like it.
Pushes you to there.
Oh, pushes me too.
Mm-hmm. That's you're not a dwarf, are you? No, you're glad.
Don't charge the other one. Charge him! No, okay. Charge him!
You had to move to get up to him though, right? So
yeah.
You had a move and a standard, so you got a minor left. And remember, you guys have action.
No, I've used my minor. I'm going to use my action point.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to use my action point on this guy.
Okay. What numbers do I got here? I got 2, 7, and 10.
And I'm going to use my crushing blow on him. That's a 1.
Action right. Point.
That was his action window. Point.
Yeah. That was my action point.
It sucks.
Yeah, I know. Action point at the window.
The one missed?
Yep.
Missed. One but I'm going to mark him.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll grab another greenie there for you. Jake, Chris, you're next.
Okay, so does he explode again, or is it
no,
just the one time?
Just the one time. Just when he becomes bloodied.
Okay,
brilliant.
I'm going to wild shape, and then I'm going to pounce him.
Okay.
Now my guardian
is so 16 versus reflex.
Hits.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so 6 damage. Wait, he grants combat advantage to the next person that attacks him.
Okay. He's not happy with you.
I have no problem with you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Let's see what these guys do. They team up on one enemy. Perfect.
Oh, pick me. Pick me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
On the same one, number one.
No!
And now, they all attack you.
Okay, first guy, well, what happens? This guy will attack first, and then we'll see what happens. So he, as part of his attack, he tries to grab you. Gives you the old hug. Okay.
What a charming mental image.
18 versus reflex?
Yeah.
You take 10 fire damage, and you are grabbed. How many hit points do you have?
40.
These other two have the potential to drop you if they roll really well on the damage.
Wow.
If they both hit.
Yeah, but
so these two guys now both go, now that you're grabbed. First guy, this is versus AC. Will this be the guy with combat advantage? 27.
Yep.
And the other guy, regular, 16.
That'll hit. Oh, sorry, AC?
Yes.
My AC is 17, so that's not going to...
Unless you use that power that grants combat advantage.
Right, only accounts against that
guy. It's only on that guy? Okay, so it's a good thing you only got hit with the one then. Because he did 24 points.
Whoa!
Jeez.
Yeah. That's why I asked. I was like,
I am bloodied, folks.
Sorry, 24?
About 21.
No, he did 24
yeah.
points.
Just for fun, let's see what the other guy would have done if he'd hit you. He would have done 21.
Okay.
He would have been at zero.
No, I would have been at... I could damage reduction on right now.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's saving me. I'm taking 5 less each hit.
Oh, that's good. Okay. So they've all gone.
Okay, so you want me to heal?
Yeah.
You are grabbed. I'm just going to give you a, we'll call it a green circle for the grab.
It's awesome that I missed my crushing blow.
Hmm.
Which one's you grabbed by?
This guy. Yep.
Was that the guy who rolled against
if
him?
If you could, like, get rid of that guy for me.
These two guys both hit him. This guy did not.
Ah.
Excuse me.
So.
Then they use their action point and they attack him. Okay, Charles. And then this guy's going to be next.
What is this green tile?
These squares are they're marked by Jacob.
Oh, okay. Now, if I move him, he will release his hold.
You have to move more than one square.
Can I move him? Oh, wait a minute. One of them missed him?
No. Yep. He has to be moved into a square that's... This guy missed him.
Okay. Yep. Do you want me to shift you?
Dude, we've moved. Hold it for next time.
Okay. So, okay.
I'm a misplaced wrath against Will on him.
On him? Okay. It's number two. Unfortunately, one always misses. Wow, that's two ones in the first round. Action point, you want to hold it?
Action point! Action point!
Yes, you need to
complete
two
encounters. Because we need to down these guys.
Yeah, if you use an action point tonight, you won't get one until the end of next week.
But, yeah. These guys are going to kill me at some point.
Stemmy, it is
your call.
I say kill them.
They do an additional plus 6 if they're grabbed.
Ha!
So, that's why he did so much on the first hit.
2d8 okay. Plus 5. Minor
so I still have a move?
Yes, you did a standard. You got to move in a minor.
16 plus 2.
Remember, take a healing potion as a minor to draw it out, and a minor to consume it.
Would you rather I tried to get rid of the blue cloak or the chap who's grabbed
you? Spend an action point?
This guy's almost dead. You want to focus on him?
Yeah, kill a blue cloak. Just get rid of.
All right, so I'll spend
just
an action.
Down hoover.
Okay.
Down hoover we can fast. Just eliminate bad guys.
Strands.
Yeah, that'll do. You get a
heal me.
Yep. I'll heal this guy. It's versus Will, right? 12 on all of them. So what's your plus? So you need, what, 5 or better. So another one that misses the bloody guy. This guy. Hits. This guy. Hits. And this guy. It's important one. 5, right on the money. Okay, and how much damage each? 5?
4 damages. 4 damage to each.
4. Push him how many?
6.
Okay, so it's got to be farther away, so
we'll just go.
You count it out.
Not him, right?
Not him.
Yes, but that's on your turn.
Jake, what happens to this guy if he doesn't attack you?
He gets minus 2 to attack, and if he's beside me, I get to hit him.
Yeah, so I was going
to
say, you...
Basically nothing. He's just getting a minus... he's getting a -4 at this point because he's also been mocked.
Oh, he's got the.
He's got, yeah, he's been mocked and he's been mocked. Okay. So he's got -4 to attack.
He shifts and then he attacks you. Let's see. And you're no longer grabbed because he got pushed away. Okay, let me just see. What does this guy do? Not going to be enough. 13 versus AC, and even with the +2, is not going to be enough. So. Okay, and he does not have an action point. Back to the top, Eric, then Jacob.
Okay, I'm going to use my minor majestic word on our fighter friend, so you're going to be able to spend a healing surge, and you're going to get +5 to that healing surge.
Okay, and you shift 1 square. If you want to. Well, he gets to slide you 1 square.
You can also slide 1 square. Do you want me to slide you?
Put your range. Only 1 square, right?
5. I'm trying to figure out.
In total?
Maybe that way.
Okay. I'll slide him 1 that way then.
Trevor knows okay, why I pushed him into
healed you, and I'm going to use Vicious Mockery on the blue cloak again.
You know the Wells?
Yeah. 8 versus Wells.
2d10 falling damage.
You guys don't have a hero.
Whoa.
We don't.
Okay. That was 8 versus Will?
No. 12's your number.
Damn. Okay, so that was my minor, that's my standard. I still have a move. I'll move there.
Okay. I remember your character has an immediate, right, that he can jump in with if someone...
If someone hits, yeah, so I'm a tiefling, I can do fire damage.
Just make sure you pay attention so that if that happens... Oh, sorry, it's that was Eric. Jacob, then Charles.
Yeah, or someone hits me.
Jacob, then Chris, sorry.
Yeah. Cool. If someone misses you guys and you want me to slide you, say so.
Someone misses?
Misses. It's the virtue of cunning.
On your turn, you can, Demi. I have to...
They're all good.
I'm 1 HP.
Where are you, Jacob? Jacob, do you want to delay? Let Chris go first, because he may kill this guy. Guy's only got 10 hit points left.
Wow. Oh, Chris is right after me? I'll delay.
I assume you were going to attack that guy.
Yes.
Okay. I'll let you eat him. Can you do 10 points?
Just okay, if I get good on my
turn. You're going to have combat advantage. You're going to get +2 on the attack anyway.
Okay, if I shift one away... Oh, no, I have to be 2 squares away to charge, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you are cobalt. Yeah, you could risk it. You could move, and if he swings at you, Jacob gets a free hit.
I get to kill him for free,
okay,
and then charge back.
Then I'll try that.
Okay, and he's not going to because he doesn't have enough hit points. He won't live. So he does that, and then you pounce back. You'll have +1 for charge, +2 for combat advantage. So you'll have +3 on the attack.
Until you die.
So
that'll do it.
Okay.
Maybe.
So, yeah. 11 damage.
Nice. He actually had 9 hit points.
He explodes again.
just kidding.
Hey, not fair, man.
It's so funny.
Okay.
All right, so...
hang on. So you did... Yeah, you charge. Turns over.
Is it doing anything else?
No.
You charge. That's it. End of turn.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. So... I need to do some things here. I'm going to
Jacob and the monsters.
Pop.
Are you not bloodied yet?
No.
Got healed?
Yeah, I got healed.
You got one more heal left, right? You got 2
more
encounter, right?
Yeah. One more.
I think I'm going to. My temporary hit points.
Was there any role playing before?
No, I just did, I sort of summarized while I was getting ready what happened last week. Since it's been 2 weeks.
Really? That's lame.
The power to give you temps?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much did you get?
8.
Ah.
Not enough.
But a lot of his powers, if he already has temporary hit points, he gets other benefits, so. It's still worth it.
I guess I'm just gonna go attack some people. Well, they're going to go next, right?
They're going next, yeah.
Kind of a weird thing. I'm gonna get mauled if I go in there again.
Mm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Actually, if you move forward one, I have a power that'll allow me to draw one towards you, and you'll get a melee basic with a bonus to hit.
You can draw?
Yeah. Splendor. I can grab and go.
Okay, what are you doing? What's this? If you're gonna,
what's the range on your power?
So, sorry. Oh, that's 5. On your turn? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you could interrupt.
You can get 2.
You know what? I'm just gonna go over here.
Oh,
smack that guy around.
Okay.
Daily.
Hmm.
Yeah, hopefully. Hit on that.
Oh, another one. Dude. Do you mark him as part of the attack? Yes. I assume as the fighter, you mark him as part of the attack?
Now it's
tempted. You don't have to. I mean,
I'm gonna mark him, yeah, I'll mark him.
Do your jab. Do your jab, right, boy?
I'm now gonna die because I can't hit the dumb guy. And I couldn't heal it because he's. I just
you can try to jump down after him.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
I still have a heal.
Oh, it was a move. I did a minor and I did attack. Yeah. Yeah.
And you've already used your action. Okay, number 7 tries to grab you. Reflex attack, 21.
Yeah.
Okay, 10, oh, you, 10 points fire damage.
You know, you could glide. You could just fall on him.
I'm gonna die from the. No, not yet.
Oh, from Alaska, I still have a...
Oh, most likely dead now.
Ah, I don't need to
number 2
him.
Comes up. 14 versus AC?
No, I seem to remember his AC being 17.
No, they got a 6 intelligence, they wouldn't know to do that.
I had 2 left.
23 versus AC?
Yep.
You're dead.
No, that was...
no, I mean
20
in total,
versus AC.
Yep.
Yeah, you rolled a 2.
No.
16 when points of damage.
After your attack, awesome. Had 2 left.
Oh, okay. Ready now?
So pretty much I was asking for the damage just to find out.
Number 7 is grabbing Jacob.
Number 7 is one grabbing Jacob, yep.
If he attacks another target, right, does he release his grab?
I am going to
no.
Mark this guy here.
Because he just grabbed him with one hand.
Would I be able to pull him?
Hang on. That was him. So it's going to be Charles, then Eric, then Chris.
Okay. Okay. Would I be able to pull him through an ally?
No.
Through one of his
he has to have a clear unobstructed squares.
Okay.
I hate these guys. Just so we're clear.
They were going to try and come up and attack someone else, but they had a mark. He had to attack you.
Thanks for that.
Yes, he was.
Oh, he was? Okay.
I was going to move him beside him anyway.
Against
Will. Okay.
Yep.
So give back my hazard token.
12 number on the Will. You need 5. That won't change unless somebody buffs them.
So he's using, what's it called?
Yep.
So using his attack plus 4 against 10.
Now do you get to use one of those effects?
One. So, I'm not
so he's not going to break the grab. He's just going to attack his pal.
Yeah.
Make a move.
They do an additional plus 6 if they've got someone grabbed. All of them do an additional plus 6.
All right. That's 5. So we'll move again.
You can move more than one?
Sorry?
The power lets you move more than one.
Don't worry, I'll get them all grabbed.
Yeah, I can move okay. 6.
Yep.
So where are you going to move them to?
Just want to make sure that we're going to... Does it take any damage from this?
No.
What's the range on it?
5. You know what? Negating 18 points of damage is almost as good as dealing damage.
Can I put them out of my lettuce?
Yeah.
I
love
number 4 over there.
No, he's
after. I was doing the ones on Dimitri first.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? Do you want to move?
11, this is your reflux.
No, it is.
11.
Action point if you got it.
What?
Yeah. Action point if you got it.
I already used it.
Oh.
And it failed miserably.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, is the power push or slide?
Slide.
You could slide him into the house.
That's difficult terrain.
And then he has to spend the points to get out of the difficult terrain.
Okay.
So where was it? Here's 1, 2, 3, 4.
5.
5, 6, I guess.
Sure.
So that way he's got to do 1, 2, 3, 4 to get out. No, it's just all debris and boarded up.
Okay. Burn it. Burn it now.
Okay. Did you want to move?
Who has fire powers? I mean, Enchanter,
Druid, a torch on
Marshall.
Okay. Eric, you're up. But, yeah, and Chris, then Jake.
Okay, I am moving there, and I'll use Majestic Word, so you spend a healing surge with another plus 5. And what am I going to do?
He's also
all right. Tell you what. Number 10.
Not
I'm going to use blunder on him. So that's charisma versus will.
What was your number?
You have to escape the grab.
Yep. Ding ding. That does 1d6 plus 6 plus 5. That's 11. And I am going to move him. 1, 2, you get a melee basic attack against him, and you get a...
Does he not have to end next to him in order to get that melee basic?
No, I slide in anyone he's adjacent to during that slide gets it.
Okay.
Sweet. And you are going to get a plus 4 attack versus...
Trevor, it's your turn!
Okay.
So that's 11 plus whatever your basic...
Yeah, plus 9, so that's going to be 20.
It's...
What if I deal...
5...
What if I deal area of
a... 9... This will plus... Like, I show your 7, so what's going to be 16 damage.
You can do it if you want.
Aren't you glad I did that?
Yes.
He explodes!
No, no, they don't explode. They
just come back.
Yes.
You failed the monster health check. They explode.
Okay. Anything else, Eric?
Well, let's see. That's my standard. That's my minor.
And you did
a
move together. So you got... Okay, Chris, then Jacob.
All right, I'm going to use my counter to pull the herd on this guy.
Okay.
Nope.
I assume you can do this in animal form?
Yes, it's a beast form.
Okay.
So 12, yeah, okay. Yep. And then it's...
Nice.
So 15, and I pull them three squares toward me.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
So, and they all took 5 fire damage?
Yeah, you can shift after the attack's over.
Okay, then I will...
You don't have to pull them the full line. You can pull them 2.
Oh, I can? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then you can just move if you want to just move. Get out of the way.
Then can I move and then use my action point and pounce him?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to do that.
So...
If you hit him, this will definitely, this will block him for sure.
Okay.
Can he activate his bounce from this square?
No.
He has to be 2.
So, 8 damage. And he grants combat advantage to the next person to attack.
Sorry, how much damage?
8.
That's number 2. Okay. Spread the damage out nicely. Okay, Jacob, then my monsters.
And they're all broken up now.
And he's got I got combat advantage. Can hit him, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Smack that guy around.
Number 2.
Probably gonna need that combat.
You'll probably still hit him. His defenses are pretty low.
It's gonna be plus. So it's on the defense. 4. No. Plus 11. 16 AC?
Yep.
No.
4 plus 7. That's gonna be 11 points damage.
And I'm not.
Oh, sorry, not sorry.
You're really sorry. Embarrassing.
What
to
are the numbers you're trying to
15,
add?
15.
Huh?
15 damage.
What are the numbers you're trying to keep track?
Nothing.
Yeah, Connie, I'm expecting you to have a graphing calculator, plugging functions and stuff.
Still not dead?
That is
1 hit point left?
Yeah, it is. Well, technically, it's a science.
Till I get.
Anything wow. else? Do you mark them?
I'll mark them. I'm gonna turn invisible.
Can you only mark one person at a time?
He's got to attack him on his turn in order to have them marked. So he didn't attack the guy, the mark fell away.
You can try!
Okay! Monsters!
No, you're not!
Oh, I guess stealth, huh?
Stealth?
Yeah, because he's
my stealth is 12.
Whoa, you're Goliath and you're trying to be stealthy?
I guess I can turn invisible.
Monster, he's trying to hide from the monster.
I'm rune scared.
Okay.
We're all
it's a spectral were-rat.
That's my special ability.
He does a perception check to try and find you. And he rolls a 17. He's marked by you. He's desperate to find you because he knows you'll die if he doesn't attack you. So he takes a wild swing with his minus 5. So he's got a 2.
He's rubbing yours, though.
And he rolls a 1. And he misses anyway.
I like him that way.
It's a speed 6.
Demi's just wishing he didn't come today. No, the healer.
This guy's going to move in such a way as to draw an opportunity attack from you. If you attack him, you will become visible. You have combat advantage for the first attack. You can let him run past, or you can take your opportunity attack.
And the healer's going to be wishing he came.
Oh, I thought I heard that one.
So how much did you
kill him pass?
Who is that? Number 7. Oh, that's you. So he tries to grab you. It's versus reflex. 14? No, sorry. 12 versus reflex.
That is a miss. If it was a 14, it would have hit. I am so happy.
It would have been a 14 if he had just done his slam attack. He attacks Eric. Slam attack. 27.
Versus what?
Versus what? Really? Versus AC. 6 plus... 12, 18 damage.
Whoa.
See, if that guy had just done that, just lay the hurt down.
Yes, I'm bloody.
Wait a minute, is it fire damage?
It is punch damage.
He was trying to do it with his daggers instead of doing the actual check, so...
Punch damage?
1d12 plus 6, 1d12 plus 12 against a grab target.
What do they have, like great axes grafted onto their arms or something?
They're plague change, they have increased strength.
Yes. So you have what? So you have great axes.
They're like a zombie.
Okay, Charles.
That's a plus six with strength. The D12 is what I'm as well. I'm like, what? How is it?
Okay, number seven.
Great.
No reason to be held.
That's a great axe.
Okay.
Oh, battle axe. Yeah, a great axe.
Nine and eight.
No, no, a great axe is one handed. Battle axe is two. Wow.
You been moving that far?
I think a battle axe is
saving throw to try and battle axe.
No, you're failing the check.
I didn't fall. He forced the guy to the wall.
Takes 10 points for falling.
Brilliant.
Awesome. He's prone in the pit.
Awesome. I'm not at liberty to say what's going to happen to him next turn.
Piss off.
Okay. Eric, then Chris, then Jacob.
Okay, let's see.
On the spectrum, I come up behind him.
Mock that guy.
Sorry?
You got a bad guy right next to you.
Yeah, I knew I do. All right, I'm going to shift as my move. I'm going to use my minor to use a healing surge.
And use your healing surge with the minors.
No.
Sorry?
You already used your two healing words.
Yeah, healing. Sorry, sorry.
Second wind's
healing surge. Healing.
Standard action.
Standard action, unless you're a dwarf.
Majestic. Word.
You've used your two majestic words.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, on him.
Yeah,
you but only I get mean my two. Healing surge.
Healing surge is
for myself.
He's a yeah,
the second. You can only use a second win. It's a standard action. You have to give up your attack to do it.
No. The healing surge.
Well, technically, it's
yeah. Your second during combat, the only way you can use them is with your second win. It's a standard action. You can only use it once per fight.
Unless you're a dwarf, which can use it as
which is minor. Yeah.
Oh. Yep. I thought surges you could just use whenever.
No, only outside of combat, use as many as you want whenever you want. During combat, the only way to trigger it without a power is second wind, and it takes
and
your attack
as a
standard action. But if you're really hurt, that might not be a bad idea. These guys are both bloodied, so
I know.
You got one hit.
Sometimes the best defense is a good offense.
If you mock that guy, I can hit this guy. I can freely go after this guy.
All Jacob's right. Invisible, and I assume he's not yelling things out to you because he doesn't want to give away his location.
I'll risk it. So. I'll do vicious mockery on number two, the guy with one hit.
Okay. Versus his will?
Yes.
It is a
9 plus a 6 is a 15.
Does it attack do damage?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does, actually.
Okay.
It does.
It is
1d6 plus
one
charisma.
Point.
Yeah, so I insulted the shit.
So we have to roll to see if they come back, or is that next
He rolls on his turn.
Oh.
Okay, so if I hit, so even if I hit him, it doesn't, like, clear the
That's my standard, that's
no,
my move.
No, but what does the power do? Power gives him a minus?
Yeah,
so that is still apply if he stands up.
Minus
so you just remind me of that if he comes back into the fight. Okay. That was Eric's turn. Chris, then Jacob.
Okay, I am going to pounce this guy.
Well, no,
protect the leader. Protect the leader.
Naomi tickled him and yeah, nature.
So
that'll
60.
Hit.
Okay. Oh, 4 damage and grants combat advantage to next person to attack.
Okay. Jacob.
Which will be me. Alright.
So you become visible at the end of your turn, right?
Beginning of this turn.
Beginning of the turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Goliath suddenly
That's why it was important that he kill him.
Oh.
Smack that guy around.
I kind of wish you told me that.
That'll hit.
Yeah. 3 plus 5 plus 9.
He's got 8 hit points. Can you do more than 8?
Yes.
So he falls down, but it wasn't a crit, so we'll see if he stands up on his turn. Anything else?
Moved or swung. Think amount of minor things
Technically,
to do.
He would still be
tried to do strength, remember.
Just in case he stands up.
Stabbing
okay.
Your daggers into walls. Not
15 or higher, they stand up. Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah.
They stay there.
Now we just got the guy left in the hole.
Drop a grenade.
And he can't get up. He would use a standard. He had to move to stand, and then he moves to climb. He fails to climb. He's still in the pit.
All right.
Back to you guys. Team Heroes. Charles, Eric, Chris, Jacob.
Is there a rock around here?
Yeah, we cover the thing.
I'm totally gonna drop a rock down there.
I was going to say just urinate.
You just stand at the edge of the pit. Do you imagine missile?
Shoot him in the middle.
You'd have to move over to actually.
Okay. Yeah. We can take
missile.
Well, it's on
we could sell tickets. We could sell tickets.
I have
a small profit.
Far be it for me to play your character, but I'm going to suggest something. You can take the suggestion or not. One of the rules that is not often used is you can ready an action. So basically what you do is on your turn, you just say, if the following condition happens before my next turn comes up, I do whatever. Usually it's If the guy comes through the door, I shoot him or something like that. And you can set it up to use any power. You say, when this guy comes in, I use my daily power or whatever. The downside is, if that condition isn't met specifically, you waste your turn. You know that guy's going to try and climb out of the pit. You could ready an action to say, if I see him make a successful climb check, I use my my beguiling strands to push him back down the pit.
Now it's the monster's turn.
It's your guy. You play him how you want to play him. But I know readying actions is not something most people do or know very well. But you can move up and basically say, you see him trying to climb up, and you're just like, okay, if I see him actually climbing up, because he would need to do...
So I can safely be in this vicinity?
Basically, if he makes success, because right now he's just clawing to try and get out.
Right.
You can just say, well, as soon as he gets his claws in the thing and starts climbing up, I blast him. Okay. You would push him back down and knock him prone again.
Hey, wait until he gets halfway up, then let him take falling damage.
If
you may not.
If he fails his check, you give up your attack. Or if he makes the check, if he does succeed and you fail the attack roll, you'll be right there when he comes out. So that's the risk. You haven't taken any damage yet, right? So you can take a hit. Plus, it'll be cool, right? I just sit there and I keep pushing him back down. Okay.
Hey, wait until he gets halfway up, then drop him and let him take falling damage.
Yeah.
Eric, it's your turn.
All right. How far back can I see him?
You have to be right on the edge. He's in a pit that's 20 feet deep.
Yeah.
All right. The wizard's like, he's still alive. He's not climbing out very well, but he's still active.
All right. I'm going to move there. Vicious mockery.
That's a range power?
Yep. I insult him, literally.
Score a critical
3+6 versus
not well. 12 is your number.
Okay, right. Might be.
That's my standard.
It's dark. You couldn't see very well. You got a minor action.
I'm literally insulting him.
Yeah. You're yelling down this pit. You're yelling down this one. The wizard's like, a dude. He's over here.
All right.
So I knew that.
Move. That's my standard. And I don't have a mind. Well, I have words of friendship, but how is that going to be useful?
Yeah. Okay, Chris, then Jacob.
Okay, I am going to use my wild shape power, which lets me shift one, and then I'm going to move so that I'm here.
Okay, so do you have enough movement to get there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. And then I'm going to use my Storm Spike, so if he doesn't move at least 2 squares on his next turn, he takes 3 extra damage.
Nice.
So,
So
that's
the so he gets screwed if he stays, he gets screwed if he goes.
So he's got lawyer.
So, do I get plus 2 for flanking as well, or no?
No, because he's 20 feet down. Then and he is standing, he's not prone anymore.
It's 11 versus reflex.
That is not enough, unfortunately.
Okay.
Just missed him.
That would have been funny.
That would have been awesome. Keep doing that. Okay, Jacob.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So since you failed, the other one's going to try to grab you.
Can I pick something up and just toss it down?
Well, again, you can ready an action. No, say if he comes out of the pit, I just hit him with whatever. But knowing that he's going to try and blast him down, like chances are he's going to be successful, so you're probably going to end up getting aggressive.
Can you just go full
defense? Use your second wind yet? Now might be a good time.
There's debris over there. Wouldn't that be an improvised weapon?
Have I used my second wind yet?
I don't remember.
No, I haven't.
Do you want to just use your second wind?
I'll use my second wind.
Move number 4.
Okay.
One per encounter, right?
One per encounter.
Okay, so he tries to climb.
Does he make it?
He needs to get an 11.
Or better.
He rolls a 20. So he starts climbing up. He gets right to the top of the pit. You get an attack on him.
Try to grab you, Colleen.
No. He's automatic. He automatically shoves him back. Oh, yeah.
No, he's using an attack. Okay, so he gets up, and then you blast him. So he does how much damage from the blast bar?
4.
Okay, and he falls for 1d10. You want to roll that? He takes one more.
10 fire.
And he ends up prone. And then, so as his second action, because he made it, I just check on his first. So as his second, he stands up. So
on the mattress.
We're just swarming him.
I was about to say we should sell tickets.
I normally would just say you guys get them, but this is funny, so I want to keep running it. Okay, so Charles, then Eric. Actually, you would move to that.
You're invisible, but I can still feel you.
So now you would go. Like you and him would act simultaneous, so.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay,
so Eric, then Chris, and Jacob.
Like you can't kill kids, yes.
Eric, you
want
to try him again?
No, you
mock him. Yeah, vicious mockery.
Oh, they're not.
He's mocking him in Draconic. Like, he's stupid. He doesn't understand Draconic.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, well, I thought it sounded better. Chris.
He's okay. I'm going to try and Storm Spike him again. Okay, so okay. Yeah, it hits. Yep. Okay, and
if he doesn't move.
He doesn't move, he takes 3 extra damage. So he takes 10 damage.
10 right now?
Yes.
Okay, that bloodies him.
And if he doesn't move at least 2 squares on his next turn, he takes 3 damage.
Okay. All right.
He wants to climb, but not really.
No, he definitely wants to. Jacob?
Okay, I'm going to pick up a random rock and throw it at him.
That's what, an improvised weapon?
Improvised weapon. I think it's a straight up
D4.
Yeah.
It's going to be less than that.
I have a dagger you can hurt.
One mo.
Isn't it a D4 for improvised?
D4 for improvised.
Yeah, but a rock to do a D4 would have to be pretty big.
7 plus charisma.
Just hold a melee attack in case.
Look,
these guys have
can do D4 damage. I think a fist sized rock can do D4 damage.
17 to hit?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so roll me a D4.
Plus strength is going to be 6 damage.
Ding!
Okay. I'll mark him.
Throw a rock at his head.
Fuck you!
I marked you!
Okay. He tries to climb.
It's only taking 2 hits.
He does.
But it's taken 5
so he's not going to take the spike damage because he does move the thing. Even if he gets pushed back, he does manage to move. You get to go.
No! He manages to get out!
So that
now he's going to hit me, thanks.
No, he's going to hit the wizard.
Oh, wow.
He's not
okay.
Nice. Hang
on. 1, 2, 3, 4. But he climbs to have his... He needs to spend both move actions to get out.
Didn't you ready an action that if he...
Okay.
No, that was the last turn.
So, he'll...
Oh, right. The other one had 37.
You know what? He's stupid, but he's not that stupid.
Is he going
to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I just want to see where he comes out. Okay, that's where he comes out. And then he continues to move, so both of these guys can get a opportunity attack.
The wizard swings at him with a quarter of a
staff. He basically needs a staff.
So,
plus 2, 15 to hit.
That hits.
So that's a 5
stop there, right?
You can't total.
Then that won't provoke from you, then.
So how much damage does that do?
Nice, you still fail.
So he falls down the hole.
He's got 8 hit points.
Now the fun starts.
Oh yeah, he's dead.
And, right. And we just keep, we just keep.
And then see if he stands up. He does. So he stands up, and he slams Dukes. You've got him marked. 18 versus AC.
Yeah.
Technically, it was 3 temps.
20. Pardon me. 16 damage.
Wow. I'm bloodied again.
Well, he's a minion. He's got 1 hit point. So
if I hit him, good.
Each creature adjacent to him when he stands back up takes 5 fire damage.
Wait, how did he get to attack me again after he had?
Oh yeah,
he did the double move, right? He didn't have another standard action.
Those were opportunity attacks. You're absolutely right. So you would not take that damage. No, because basically everyone would have a round where you would have to just wait for him to stand up. Like I tick through the order. So if you have someone who is not an attack, you would be able to do that before he goes again.
Like back away.
You can try again.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you know that he's about to stand up. But possibly.
But my wizard could ready an action to zap him. If he stands up, he zaps him.
Oh, well, that's one.
Right?
Why
I throw a rock. Yes. If he stands up, I throw a rock at him.
I'm going to shoot someone.
Yeah, so I'll have ready action if he gets up. At the very least, I should be backed up with a rock ready in hand to pelt him in the face.
Yeah. Okay. So go. Yeah.
Okay, that's going to miss.
Okay. So and
the wizard's not going to do anything? Or?
Well, I don't know. How far away would you move?
Did I have full movement?
Yeah. Would you move your full speed away?
Oh, yeah.
Same with whoever this is. Would you move away? So
yes.
Then he would have come up to you and he does the same
thing. So I was the only person with the action. Awesome.
You had him marked, right? So he would still come after you.
What was I saying? We all would have been sitting there ready to shoot him. Is he mutant magic missile?
Yeah, you had one too.
So he'd be magic missile.
All right, in which case I'll...
Actually, you're right. Imagine
magic missile would kill him as soon as he stands back up, right? We shouldn't have an attack.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
Wow, we nuked these guys.
Yeah, toast.
I thought that was going to be a lot more
difficult.
It was difficult. I lost my hit points a million times.
Yeah, that was it. Because they focus fire, one guy really gets pounded, and the rest of you guys go, wow, that was a really easy encounter.
Yeah.
Thank God I healed.
I blew my dailies. I blew 2 dailies and my action point.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just see what happens next. Okay, so you did not get that last 16 damage, so just make sure that you've got it, because I know you took some pounding.
So, swag.
Okay, hold on, let me see what happens now. Okay, as the last of the plague change creatures falls, you see that the Lost Air has left a trail of azure flames in his wake. Path leads towards a protector's enclave. Cries of terror and agony fill the air in the air's wake. In that moment, all becomes clear. To save Neverwinter, you must stop the Lost Air. So, you receive 350 XP for fighting these guys. One of the Plague Change appears to have once been a Mintaran mercenary and carries a single magic item.
Really?
Sweet.
Jake, why don't you roll it? You took the biggest pounding this week.
Let me find my table. Rolling? D20?
D20. Hold on, let me find the table first. Yes. 20 is really what you want, because then we get to roll 2.
Unless, you know, turns out to be
15.
15 is Bracers of Mighty Striking. Wait, do we already have that?
No, I don't think anyone has that.
No. I think he got the Bracers of Bloody Thingamabob.
I think that's when you're doing melee basic attack, you like add 2 damage.
Oh, there's Gauntlets of Blood is the other one.
Yeah, that's that one. Yeah. Got last time.
Bracers of Mighty Striking. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's when you make a basic attack, you get extra damage, but we have to look it up just to be sure. I think I got my book here.
You're grabbed, you can't move.
Okay.
Think of the Cybermen from DBZ.
Check. Okay, I'm just going to kill the recording.
No,